Hello, hello.
Welcome back to Lethal Refresh.
We're here.
And a very special episode.
Happy birthday.
It is
to you.
Dear Jay's happiest birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy 19.
To you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And we're Lethal Refresh, and it is my birthday.
Oh, yes. And
I'm Jay.
And I'm B.
And I'm Steph. And we are broadcasting live from the... I always forget the words. Do you have it memorized?
Traditional, unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. But it isn't that at all. Even a little.
It is not. But we are here. We're here. We have a lot of music today. There's a lot of fun tunes that are out. It is so rainy outside.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
I got
raining cats and dogs, you might say.
One might even use that.
I got a rainfall warning on my telephone last night, and that scared me a little bit, but doesn't seem too crazy. I remember the last time that happened, we had like trees blowing over.
I'm into it, to be honest. Like, yeah. I love
I'm
the,
into it.
I love I'm the heavy too. Rain. I don't love to be outside
Sean.
In it.
Sean!
But, you know, it's nice while I'm inside to watch the rain and
I like watching
contemplate
the water.
And be pensive.
I like watching the water flow.
Oh, all the little ripples flashing about.
Yeah, it's quite a...
Love that.
There's something very calming about being inside in the heavy rain and just having... That kind of, there's something warm about that kind of background noise, rain on the roof. I always find it comforting, at least, and I think we have some comforting tracks on today, some not so much, but should we...
Yeah, some disconcerting...
Have a look at what's coming up? Word.
Yeah, sure. We got lots. First we got Flame by Conway the Machine and Conductor Williams. They have a new collaboration tape out. Go listen to it. It's called Conductor Machine. Playing Flame, and then the Houseplants, they got a new EP out, and they're playing tomorrow.
What?
At Shindig.
Really?
At
the finale. Yeah.
The final battle,
the
beef of all time, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, the lineup is what?
We got Sea and Gray,
yeah.
We got Houseplants, we got Worrywart, and we got Feedlot.
Feedlot. You should come to Redgate. It's what, 8 p.m. this week?
8 p.m., yeah.
Doors at 8 p.m.
Probably start around 8:30-ish.
Yeah, well, I can't ask you, Jay, because you must remain impartial, but do you have any favorites
favorites?
For this shindig? As someone with no skin in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Seeing Grey. They don't stick in my memory as much as some of the other bands, but that might also just be because I've listened to Feedlot and Worrywart more recently because they played last week. But I'm always excited to see Feedlot. I think their energy was kind of subdued last week, and I'm hoping we can get something a little bit more.
Yeah, they were pretty rowdy at Black Lab.
Yeah, I want to see
a
bit
rowdy.
More energy from Feedlot, and Worrywart is always fantastic.
Me personally, for me, I'm Worrywart all the way.
Yeah, I got a ref Worrywart. I got one of the free magnets on my fridge. So that's that on that. And I think if you're listening and you're free tomorrow night at 8 p.m., you should come to Redgate in Mount Pleasant and come listen to some great bands play on a Tuesday night. If
the musical event of your lifetime, basically.
Make the time.
Your
and you're
going to
be
life.
Hearing about it forever. So if you don't come, you're going to be really sad.
Mm. Yeah, you're gonna be really sad.
It would honestly be really embarrassing if you didn't show up.
Yeah. We'll talk about it if you aren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll mention you by name.
And call out first. Start
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then third song we got is Survivor by Genesis Owusu.
What?
We're going to play those three, talk about them a bit when we get back, and then keep going. So goodbye.
See you soon.
One day that causes they roll by. Who knew from riding buses we be trained to be so fly? Landing deep in the dirt, hurt
thorns, but we rose high. How I get disengaged, rearranged, and propose mine. The watch ticking, I'll be rolling in no time. I smile and give away from the coastline. The way I approach rhymes, I'm double dutching thought between both lines. I found me the day I had lost mine, and really it cost lives. Niggas is pushed, toss nines, high S5s. Me, I'm in books, dotted eyes, and bottom lines. Multiple sixes, I'm thankful. Palm for the angels and the devils with the bankroll. You don't know the pain I have endured just for my ankle. My feet have treaded miles just for the breakthrough. Love, they'll hate you. The way I'm coming, got them shaking in they boots. From the distance, you would think they hit the chicken noodle soup. On a mission in the booth, I did two to tell the truth. Paul, Caitlin, Clark, three or two, I'ma shoot. I've been known for captivating the verse. I've been on my job since she packed me up with the work. Played with the lit kids, for she packed me for church. So this lady never slips, lest we talk in a skirt. Open another business, heading on my appendages. Only talking percentages, nothing could have prevented.
Machine pulling up something frosty on the arm. I know they plotting, but it don't cause me no alarm. My dog with me is armed. No thoughts are getting harmed. Of course, I'm still a don. I tore cities across seas and beyond. I dare you to play with me like I won't air you. I swear you better play with something safe and be careful. Thought I made it clear to you, ain't no one I'm compared to. Niggas stay away from my release dates, they fearful. Give them discomfort like a ligament tear do. When I looked in his eyes, they was visibly tearful. On mics, I turned in the iron mic, get your ear chewed. I'm not one of them old rap niggas, veneers loose. I took the league and I did it in year two. Like my homes draft day, I rocked the fitted from Bear Goose. Look, half a ticket for the whip that I steered through. I'm back in that mood to end the career too. Machine.
I look like I want some damn flowers.
Thank you. I don't bite my tongue. My footstep done weigh a ton. I do not cry, I fight for fun. When I shake oceans. I am electric, shock the stun. When I get hot, I burn the sun. Firearms could not box with God. Do what you may, what comes will come. Put it in motion. Have your chance and roll the die. Seed of life and love, you see the blaze, you better run. What a beautiful mistake. I can barely feel my face. I was never one to run, but I better take my place. Yeah, I better take my mark. This feeling I can't shake. My head on a mantle, always watch, never seen. Every step is a gamble, over the hill with the grasses and green. Yeah, I dwell in the dust, too many worlds apart. See, my tank is on empty, I'm twisting the key just to try get a stop, but I'm stuck inside talking, the lights getting dimmer forever. I walk on the path of the sinner, the path of the roach. Walk of humanity, alleviating my mind of the sanity. Live like a struggler, walk like a struggler. Carrying hope make me feel like a smuggler. What a fatality, trying to keep my head up, but I'm battling gravity.
Hello, hello.
And we're back.
We're back.
Welcome back.
CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver.
How does it feel, all of you listeners out there, to be plugged in the loop, on the wavelength?
You just heard three songs, though. You just heard three songs. You heard Survivor by Genesis Owusu. You heard Reflections in Blue by the Houseplants off their EP Bright Indirect Light. And then you heard Flame by Conway the Machine and Conductor Williams. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem.
That Genesis Owusu track.
Yeah, I was a fan of all three, but the only thing I'm thinking about right now is that Genesis Owusu single.
That synth took me by surprise, caught me unawares.
Yeah, I think
we're so back.
I think so too. I'm sort of unsure of where he's going to go after Struggler, but he put out this single, like, it's been, like, almost a week now, and it's got, like, the same album art from the same photo shoots as the Struggler photo shoots, so it seems like it's just, like, an offshoot.
I was looking at the album, and the album got re-uploaded on Spotify with this at the end.
It did?
Really?
Yeah, with Survivor at the end.
An addendum?
It got re-uploaded.
Like at the very end?
Yeah, at the very end. As the last song.
As the last track?
Like, the album got re-uploaded.
Not where it should be.
That makes absolutely zero sense,
yeah,
Genesis.
The album already has two closes on it. Like, two of the tracks at the end are already.
Yeah, I guess it's just, like, an extra. But, like,
he added it to the
deluxe edition.
It's, like, deluxe, but without the, like, a different version.
Yeah, I think I saw that when I've been listening to the album recently. I just never checked. But I think it's a good sign for him, hopefully getting back into those really, like, tightly written, tightly formatted, like, 2.5 minute tracks that were so good on Smiling With No Teeth.
I agree.
Because, like,
I need more of that.
Yeah, like, a lot of Struggler, which I like Struggler. I'm coming around on it, but the recorded version, I just don't think it compares to live, and I'm excited to see him. Hopefully, he's been touring off the popularity of his singles and his radio hits, and I hope he has the confidence and the breathing room to actually make more of Survivor and more of What Comes Will Come, that, like, second last track off the album.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that's just, like, because Struggler is, like, half the album is singles.
Exactly.
Tracks that feel like singles, and then the second last track on the album is, like, 2.5 minutes with a breakbeat sample for no reason and like choir vocals, and it's incredible, and it's the best track on the album. And
you mean like cohesive as a project? Like Smiling With No Teeth was pretty cohesive. Like it sounded like one long
thing. I hope he has the space and the opportunity to make more music that isn't trying to attract the same popularity and the same audience that his big singles brings in. I don't know. I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where he goes.
Yeah.
We got more songs.
How many, Jay?
We got at least three more.
We've
got Labradorite by The Golden Age of Wrestling featuring Future Star. I know the show before us also played this song, but we also got to play it because Golden Age of Wrestling devours. We love.
Yeah.
After that, we've got an interesting track. I'm interested to see how people feel about it. It's called Can We Provoke Reciprocal Reaction by Amor Muere, Camila Mendoki, Concepcion Huerta, Gibrana Cervantes, and Mabe Frati. And then after that, we got Rust by Gone Hunting off their EP, Things Could Be Worse. So we're going to get to those after a quick two ads, and we'll see you on the other side.
See you then.
Goodbye.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Thank you.
Hello,
hello. Hello, we're back.
We're back. You just heard three tunes there. You heard Rust by Gone Hunting. Before that, you heard Can We Provoke Reciprocal Reaction by Amor Muere. And before that, you heard Labradorite featuring Future Star by the Golden Age of Wrestling. How do we feel about those?
They got like a whole pod of orca whales to come in the studio and record for the intro of that second track. That track's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You've been bringing the experimental heat. Like I really enjoy it. I love the layers of strings. Very beautiful.
From what I can see, they're like how many, like five or six people, then a little collective. And they're making music from Mexico City.
Love that.
Mexico City's improvisation scene.
Yeah.
That's sick. So.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but it builds really nicely.
Seeing that live, are you joking? That would be an experience for sure.
One of the other songs on the record is just like, it's just like free upright bass playing and for like 4 minutes.
Love
and
that.
It's like really wild. So like, there's like a lot of different sounds.
I feel like you of all people have the hookup on just like freehand experimental bass music. I feel like you've always
like
got
bass
something.
Music. I like
yeah,
bass
along
music
those lines.
A lot.
It's appreciated.
Thank you. But up next we have Mary in the Junkyard. I think you know a bit about
yeah.
this one. Tuesday by Mary in the Junkyard.
Yes.
So this is
Let
me just double check where they're from. Because I always forget, but this is a band that has only put out this track. This is the first thing they've put out. It came out 2 months ago now, early October 2023, and it's got sort of, it's almost got like post-rock influences from the windmill scene in London, but...
They're playing at the windmill.
They are?
Yeah. It says right here, it says they're playing
when?
At the windmill on the 8th.
On the 8th this month?
We should pull up.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I assume they're from England, but I also haven't really checked. Yeah, London-based. Okay. It's a London-based trio. And they've got kind of an evolving... cumulative sound that's a little off kilter that reminds me a bit of another band from that scene called Sorry that I really love. And I think if there's going to be one band that you check out from hearing on the radio that has put out less than like three singles, it should be this one because the one song they've made is fantastic. It's really great.
Mary in the Junkyard, I know you're listening. Please drop the album this instant.
Please.
I need it.
We need more.
I need it.
This second. I listened to this during class today, and it sounded very good.
It goes hard.
I believe I may have put this on a previous episode of Refresh. Okay.
No.
I thought I did, or I looked at it, and then it wasn't CanCon, and we needed more Canadian music, so I didn't put it on. But I was looking at it to put on this show a month or two ago. And I hope it gets at least one person listening to check them out.
That's awesome.
Who are the other two tracks?
Oh, we're going to do two tracks and then come back.
Okay.
But after is Consume the Consumers by Media Slaves.
Mm.
I know they were at Black Lab.
Yeah, they
recently.
Were Black Lab with Feedlot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, a month ago now?
Already?
No, that wasn't that long ago.
3 weeks?
Maybe like 2 weeks. It wasn't that long ago.
I'm losing track of time.
But Media Slaves, they have a new EP out called Consume the Consumers. This is the song of the same title. But before that, we got Mary in the Junkyard. So enjoy these. And we'll
Stay
be
tuned.
Back.
Bye.
There's so much I don't know about this land. Talk to myself to no reply. Open my eyes, please. I feel like an alien here, breathing from.
I'm always waiting for it.
Hello, hello. We're back.
Hello, hello.
We're back. You just heard two songs. You
two
heard
excellent tracks.
Consume the Consumers by Media Slaves and also Tuesday by Mary in the Junkyard. I especially really like that Mary in the Junkyard song.
Yeah.
Please release really the album.
I'm obsessed with this band already, and they have one track out, and it's already like the quality of this one track is like it's good enough to be the best song on a really good album, maybe one of the best albums of any given year. And I need them to make more music so I can listen to it obsessively.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know how long they've been around for, but I like what I'm hearing. And if you are in London on Friday, go to the Windmill.
Yeah.
Please.
We should pull up.
Yeah, I know. I wish we didn't have finals.
If anyone's
right
listening from from
fly
England,
us out, Lethal
from the United Kingdom.
Shout out to our fans in London.
You should turn up to the Windmill and get their autograph for me because I want one. I want it.
I feel like we're in. I don't want to like overstate things before they happen, but like, I feel like we're in for like a BCNR type situation. Like I hope so. I hope so at least.
I'm fine with being wrong about it because it happens, and I was really excited for some of the other albums that came out late this year that ended up not being what I thought they'd be, but I've been listening to this track enough that this artist is like on my top listen for the month, and it's just one song.
I know there's a lot to digest even in just one track.
Yeah.
Really very good. I love the vocal so much. Like so much breath, so much power on the vocal, even though it's still super delicate. Not fragile, but very, very, I love it. I love it. I'm obsessed.
It reminds me a lot of like the kind of like indie rock, I guess, kind of vocal tones that bands like Hopalong get, Tibetan Pop Stars, if anyone's heard that song.
Yeah. That's one of my friends' like favorite songs ever.
It's one of mine too. It's like there's a lot of power behind it, but the vocals and the whole soundstage is just very, very controlled and very sustained and very well constructed. Anyway, I'm excited. Let's get to the next tracks.
Oh yeah, and by the way, I'm looking at their Instagram right now. It says, "Don't worry, everyone. We are recording some more music. Don't even worry."
Okay, I won't worry.
Video of them in the studio, and there's also a nice picture of us making a record in the studio are making a record.
DM them today.
You know,
I'm obsessed. But
who could blame you?
Who could blame you? We've got more music though. We've got coming up Forever Well by Full of Hell and Nothing. It's a collab album called When No Birds Sang. Very excited for this one. Love this. After that, we've got Shayla by DJ Black Power off the record Dr. Grabba. And DJ Black Power is Mike.
Mike?
Really?
Mike.
Dr. Grabba is a powerful title.
I know. But
I like
this. This is his third album this year. There was one with The Alchemist and Wiki. There was the Burning Desire album, and now there's this under a different pseudonym, which I think is more for like production credits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think this is more of a like a instrumental album, but very excited for that. And then after that, we got Slugs by Slow Pulp off the Yard.
Yeah,
we love Slow Pulp.
I love Slow Pulp, and that album especially has become very meaningful very quickly, and I'm really excited to see them. I found out today, it was announced like this week, they're playing the UBC Thunderbird Stadium on May 14th next year, I think, in front of Death Cab for Cutie. So if you're interested, you should come for that and support Slow Pulp.
Yeah. Anyways, I think these are going to be our last tracks. We might come back at the end to say a last goodbye, but yeah, enjoy these. Have a rainy day. I've heard reports of power outages so far.
Stay safe. Stay
dry. So stay safe.
Yeah.
And hunker down.
Get
and
a
enjoy
warm drink if you can.
Exactly.
Enjoy the weather.
And one final happy birthday to you, Jay.
Thank you.
Birthday.
You carry
so
this show and so many other things upon your back.
Aw, Thank
you're
you.
So you're indispensable.
Thank you.
Truly.
Everyone out there, just mentally right now, just say happy birthday, Jay, in your head, and they'll get the message, I'm sure.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get it. I'll make sure I do. Last few tracks, and we'll see you in the next one.
See you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
summer. I'm singing it. Your summer.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. We are
Thanks
heading out.
For listening.
Later.
See you soon.
Tune in next week, 3 p.m. on 3 p.m. Monday.
Goodbye.
Bye.